Blog Talk Radio.
Cloudy skies and rain clouds have come to stay. Windy nights and sad sights won't go away.
La 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 la.
But I wanna be without a care. Unicorns and butterflies everywhere.
Welcome, 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 everybody to She's On Radio. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. You got me, KC, your host, Richmond, Virginia, baby, home of the She Pride, on the line with my co-host.
Teddy, what's up, everybody?
All right. Ladies, I'm not even going to make this show about us. This show is about you-know-who. I'm not going to even introduce her, because once you come to the zone, it is your zone. So, Guess, why don't you go ahead and tell everybody a little bit about yourself and who you are.
How y'all doing, ladies? It's Ali, District 8. You know, thank y'all for the support. You know, good looking. Don't forget to subscribe.
All right. Ali, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. How y'all doing over there?
I'm doing good. What about you, Teddy? How you doing?
I'm just doing.
You just doing? What is that?
No. Maybe you
going,
to think something else. Let me put it out there a little bit better, because she always got a dirty mind. But anyway, I'm doing blessed and happy for you.
I know that's right, honey. That's a little battle, honey. Tell me something. You just doing. That sounds, that's, I don't know what that is, honey. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
But Ali, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, right? I got a couple of questions for you, but I'm going to let Teddy go ahead and get her questions out, because she been waiting for you. So, Teddy, go ahead and talk to Ali.
How you doing, Ali?
I'm all right.
Good. I must say I have not actually watched your show until today, but just from watching you net, I'm hooked, and I'm already like a big fan. So how did you actually get started in the acting career?
Oh, to be honest with you, I'm an acting virgin. So, you know, District Heat is my first little gig, you know. So I was actually on Facebook, and I saw a casting call, and I just went out for it.
All right. Do you feel that you have you ever get caught up in your character and in your everyday life?
Nah, I don't get caught up in my character. I mean, I know who I am, you know, and it's a job. I mean, when I'm in character, I'm in character, but I can't walk around thinking of my lead and work with.
Are you single?
Ali is very much single. As far as myself, BK, no, I'm not.
How would you describe your most romantic date with someone? The person you're trying to get to know, your love in your life.
Oh, man. Honestly, I would have to say that it probably varies on the person, you know, different things with different people. I mean, I don't really have a preference, you know, therefore, you got to push it up a little bit. So I can't really. I mean, if I had to choose, you know, of course, I'll try to do something a little sexy, you know, some wine, maybe something on the rooftop. You know, I'm not a real big dancer, but, you know, I can bump and grind.
So, how's, I think I heard a little bit about you being a rapper. So, how's your rapping going? And, like, did you rather to be a rapper or an actor or both?
Well, as far as my rapping, you know, I mean, I'm not a self-proclaimed rapper, to be honest with you. It is fun that I get the dad in 3 years ago. But I think, you know, right now I would say acting over. You know, that's something that the music was something that I did in the past.
Okay. Do you have an age limit as for females that you would date if you was not currently in a relationship?
So
what would you have to say to someone who wants to get started in the acting field?
You know, like I said, this is my first time, you know. It does take hard work, but I say, you know, anything you put your mind to, you know, practice, you know, as often as you can. And whatever you do, just give 100%.
Bro, you got any questions for us?
Oh, you already know I got some questions for Ali. Yes, Ali. Your name is TK. I want to know, where did you get the name TK from?
It's an abbreviation for my first name. You know, my government.
You know, so that's where I got it from. You know, my government now, too. Okay. So I see that you did dabble in music in your younger day versus your actress present day. If you had to think back to maybe your first experience with music or acting, who or what would you say would be your biggest influence in the game right now?
You mean as far as how I got started?
Well, pretty much let's take it back to your music. Like when you was doing the music. What artist or what actress, you know, what actress or actor, you know, really gave you, like, really inspired you to do what you do?
Okay. You know, I'm a big T.I. fan, you know, but I came up in the old, you know, with Ice Cube, Scarface, you know what I'm saying? So if I had to pick somebody, I would have to go with Ice Cube.
Okay. Okay. Yes, definitely get best of both worlds with Ice Cube. Definitely. All right, let's talk about romance for a minute. Let's get back. See, Teddy just asked you about a romantic date. I'm going to ask you, what are some things that is a complete turn off? What turns you off from women?
I really don't like open, like cigarette smoke.
Right.
That, and then, you know, nowadays with the phone, feel the date or something, you always on your phone, you know, that's kind of a big turn off, because then I'm not really getting any of your attention.
Right. Who did you say home? Say it again. I think everybody had their hands up when you said that. Oh, Lord. For real. If you if you had to describe Ali to all your fans in three words, how would you describe Ali?
I would have to say smart, determined, and lost.
I like that. I'm going to add one to it, Ali. I'm going to say a hustler. That's what I'm going to say. One. You like to get your money, you know what I'm saying? I like that.
Yeah,
Ali got her money, and I was digging that. I was like, oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I think everybody wants to know, Ali, we're going to talk to Ali right now. How did it feel to find out that the person that was really hanging with you, was rolling with, was trying to set you up the whole time? Like, how did that feel, Ali?
I mean, man, so we all grew up together, you know what I'm saying? We've been banging together for a long time, so it definitely, you know, hit home. Chopper was like a brother to me.
I know I was like, no!
I know I was.
And how did that sex scene, like, that sex scene was tingling, like... Oh, you know what I was going to talk about. You know, I think everybody had their fans on when they saw that sex scene. Look at you.
I ain't saying nothing.
Little Lord. How? I can't even get it out. I'm sorry. Sorry, ladies. Hold on. Give me one second. I got to get out of my head. How did it feel to do your best friend? Like what thoughts was going through your mind?
I mean, you gotta keep in mind, Ali and Rico are best friends, but they also used to be in a relationship, so it wasn't right. Like that was the first. You know? I mean, I just think that was a part of some unfinished business.
Right. I thought that I just knew Ali and Tinker was going to make it, boy. I'm not going to lie. I was like, Lord, they know each other, you know, but then at the same time, I understand. You know what I'm saying? Like, they know each other. You know, we always say, it's always best to be with somebody that you know, best friend, and maybe at work. But sometimes, you know, sometimes people put into your life as your best friend, you know? So I definitely got that, too. How is it... District Heat. If you would describe District Heat to people that have not seen District Heat, how would you describe it to them? Like,
what, the overall show?
Yeah, the show in general. Like, if you had to be a big commercial for District Heat, how would you do it? Like, how would you say it to somebody who's never seen District Heat before?
I would probably, you know, just let them know that it's very relatable, sexy, you know, it hits home for a lot of people. It's real, you know, a lot of people can relate to the characters, and, I mean, it's hot. You've seen it.
Okay. Ladies, I got one more question for Ali. Definitely, if you want to talk to Ali, press the number one. Talk to her about anything. About anything. Do not be scared to talk to her. This is what she's here for. She came for you, ladies, okay? There we go. Press some ones. There we go. Ali, one more question.
One more question.
My question would be, with you being in a relationship, how is it, like I said another way, how do you juggle all these women just throwing their panties at you? Like, how do you deal with that being married? How do you deal with that?
Well, I mean, it's first thing, you know, I just have to say I haven't trusted, you know, trusted me. You know, we talk about everything. We both know that Mystery E is worked, you know. And we're all like a family, so you can't, I mean, you know. It's all about your relationship. You got to be able to separate the two, so. I'm good.
Good answer. Good answer. I like that answer. Look, I like that answer.
Yes.
That was a good answer right there. Woo, that was a good answer. All right, ladies, question number one, area code 857-333. Talk to Ali, baby.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing, Mom?
I'm good. Whew. I'm like so nervous right now. So my question for you is, so on the last episode, how did you feel about like what went down, like in your character?
The whole episode, or like speaking of a specific thing?
No, just the last part of the episode.
With the gas?
Huh?
I'm sorry, you referring with the gas?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like I was saying, you know, Jabba, we all grew up together, so when you think you're a tight knit clique, I mean, it definitely hurts your feelings when, you know, one of your closest friends, you know, betrays you like that. But, you know, if I had to choose between myself and Chopper, of course, you know, I made my decision. Because clearly she had made hers, you know.
Yes. That was so sad to me, though. That was my question.
Sad to me, too, but, babe, you know, it is what it is.
I feel you. But that was my question. I just wanted to get on and talk to you real quick.
Ain't
nothing
wrong with that.
I appreciate you calling in, y'all. Have a good night.
Alright, bye.
Bye-bye. Alright, area code
248-94,
talk to Ali.
Hi. Hey. I was just calling to ask a question about how, because it's my, you know, I'm starting off in my actual career, and I wanted to start off having my own YouTube, you know, web series about lesbian women and, you know, about the community. And District Huge is like a really, you know, it's a real push for me for what I want to do with when I start my own. And I just wanted to ask a question, like, when it comes down to, you know, making the scripts and all the work and, you know, getting it done, is it really a lot of heat, or do, you know, when it comes down to it, is it really, you know, inspiring to, the show is really inspiring for me to do my own?
What I think you're asking me, as far as the writing is concerned, Shelby McKenzie takes care of that. She's our writer. You know, but what I can say is if you have ideas, you know, it's always good to write them down. You never know. Like, this was just an idea that she had and she turned into a reality, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Key didn't just pop up overnight. This has been in the making for a long time. What I can tell you is that the acting part of it, you know, that still takes hard work. Even though somebody hands you a script and say, you know, this line, you have to get into a character. You know, you have to almost pretty much put yourself like real life, you know. But it's hard work. You don't just read off the lines and go over it, you know. Sometimes it's take long days and nights. You know, we've had many a long night, but, you know, depends on whatever it is you want to do. Have yourself a plan and take it one step at a time. That short and long-term goal. What's the goal of that?
Right, right. Thank you. And I just want to.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Hmm?
I was saying good luck with that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I just watched this key from, honestly, I just seen on Facebook and, you know, I watched it and it was really inspiring and amazing, amazing show. And, you know, I'm like a really big fan of it now and can't wait for the, you know, next few episodes.
Well, I'm glad. I definitely appreciate the support. Make sure you subscribe. Tell a friend.
Oh, yes, definitely. I'm definitely subscribed. All right, that was what I wanted to call Nags, just saying I'm a big fan of yours and, you know, keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. You do the same.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Man, I got to say one thing before I go to the next caller. It takes a lot. It takes a lot. Cause I just did a blog about studs hating on studs, right? And I got to commend the last caller, because it takes a lot for another stud, another dom, to actually come on and congratulate another dom. Like, I like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had to say that. Like, it just takes a lot. You feel what I'm saying, Ali? It's too, it's, I don't know. It just felt good or something like that. I felt it. What you think, Ali? Hello? I think Ali gone. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, yeah, there you go. Oh, there you go.
I did. I did. I said it does take a lot. You know, my hat goes off to that young lady. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I mean, I want to see everybody succeed. You know, it's enough out there for everybody.
Exactly.
That's
what
I think. Yeah.
That's exactly what's up, man. We gonna do, man. We gonna definitely hit this next caller, 919-352. Press the number one, ladies. If you wanna talk to Ali, press the number one. She's taking calls, okay? Even if you wanna say hi, Ali. Hey, hey, girl. Hey, boo boo. You can say anything you wanna say to Ali. Just
hi.
Hey, girl. You can say anything, okay? Anything you wanna say to Ali, press the number one. If you're listening online. 4671669977. Talk to Ali. Press the number one. 919-352. Talk to Ali. Now 919-352. 919-352. All right. 301-640. Talk to Ali.
Hey, sunshine. Hey,
Ben. How you doing, y'all?
Hi. How y'all doing? I'm just showing my nigga love, I did. Sit down and I'm checking you out. I'm back home, bitch.
All right, Jabba.
Good job, Jabba.
Hey, honey.
Hey, girl.
But I'll see y'all on the 16th. Girl, do your thing. I love you. I'm out.
Alright, ladies, definitely press that number one. If you want to talk to Ali, do not be scared. Do not be scared. In the meantime, I'm going to ask you another question, Ali, while we wait for somebody to press the number one. Alright. What are some of the things that you like to do outside of acting?
I like working with kids, you know, basketball, hanging out with my friends, and my wife, of course, but for the most part, you know, I just like to chill out. I'm a little bit like a couch potato when I get the opportunity. I'm just always doing something else. I mean, basketball, football, you know, body and district. You know, I don't really have too much downtime. So when I get some, I would like to. I got to spend quality time with the family, you know, and then squeeze in a little bit of me time. I just like to sit around and, you know, in my underclothes, man, and watch TV.
Okay. Okay, we have one more caller. Area code 347-984. Talk to Ali. Everybody press the number one to talk to Ali. She's not going to bite you, I promise you.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, 347?
Hi.
Hello.
I guess she really meant it when I say this, say hey. Hey,
wow.
Hey. Ladies, press that number one to talk to Ali. Come on, y'all. Don't be scared. I got a Facebook status right now. If you are scared to talk to Ali, ask your questions there, and I will be asking them for you, okay? Don't be scared, girl, okay? 301-537, talk to Ali.
Call in,
ladies.
I know y'all want
to talk to me. 301-537.
Hello? Hello? This thing work, man.
Yeah, we can hear you.
You
hear me? Yeah, we can hear you.
Hey, look. Hey, look, Ali.
Yeah.
Hey, look, you my homegirl. You know I know your name. I play flag football with you, man.
Oh, okay.
And also, I'm on the go. I didn't play Beans, but I played cold call. This is JB, man. What's up, TK?
What's up with you? How you doing?
What's up, dog? I didn't know you were back. I've been keeping you out this week, man, on this YouTube, man.
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to do a little something, you know. I appreciate you watching.
Yeah, man, I'm proud of you, man. You're doing all right. That's good. That's a good look.
Thank you. Don't forget to subscribe, though. How you been?
Oh, I'm man, you know what I'm doing, man. Working hard, trying to make change, find a mistake, you know. doing that thing. And also, your coach, your co-star, y'all call her Wayne on the show?
Yes,
that's my homegirl, too. We used to work together.
Oh, okay. That's up.
You
know, if she's not listening, I'll make sure I let her know.
Yeah, tell her, Jackie, you said, I love y'all, man. I like what you're doing. I'm proud of y'all, man. It's all good.
Thank you so much. We appreciate the love, man.
All right, peace.
Bye-bye.
Yes, for the studs. Giving doubt to the studs. I'm digging that. Digging it. Yes. 347-984, talk to Ali. Ladies, press the number one. Do not be scared to talk to Ali. 347-984.
Hi.
Hello.
What's up?
I'm good. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. Sound good.
What? I can't hear you.
I said you sound good.
Oh. So where are you from?
I'm from D.C., Denver, Country Park, baby.
I can't hear you.
I'm from D.C.
Oh. That's nice. Now, I was going to ask you something. I forgot. Oh, my God.
Ask you something else.
Well, nice talking to you.
All right, babe. Appreciate you calling in.
All right.
Bye. You have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too.
I hate.
Wow.
Y'all leave her alone, girl. She's a little... She was a little shy. You got to recognize.
Oh.
All right, ladies, press that number one. Talk to Ali. Do not be scared to ask her anything. She's right here. Teddy, you got any more questions, Ali?
Sure, I have some questions out there. What is, like, the most weirdest thing a fan has ever said or did to you?
You said the most what?
The most craziest thing a fan has, like, ever said to you or did to you when they seen you say.
You know, in person, you know, some people, they squeeze my butt, you know, like, I don't know. But, you know, as far as on Instagram, you know, I did have to let somebody know that Ali is actually just a character. So they can't, you know, there's no need to take everything to heart. But for the most part, I ain't getting nothing but much love from everybody, you know. Yeah.
Okay, you don't have no stalkers out there, do you?
Not that I know of.
Nah, I'm just like, there'd be some crazy people on this world. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
My favorite alcoholic beverage? Cold. to be honest, I like beer. I like beer.
Okay. So what's your favorite beer?
I don't really have a favorite beer. You know, I like to try a variety. And ports, you know, what I don't drink malt liquor though.
Okay. What's your take on self-assured relationships?
What's my take on what?
Self-assured relationships.
Stuff with the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest with you, you know, it's, you know, I gotta say, really, to each his own. It's not something that I'm into, but I don't have, you know, as long as they're happy, that's the main thing.
All right. Bro.
Hello.
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 Hey.
Hey, sexy.
How you doing, love?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
I'm all right now.
Oh, you are? I know that's right. Me too. Hello?
I'm here.
Okay, I just want to let you know you sexy as hell.
Thank you very much.
So how your day going?
My day's going well. I mean, I'm, you know, I'm about to wind it down, you know, in a little bit, but I'm doing well. How was yours? Hello?
I think we lost her.
No, that's good. She
come back. Yeah, it
sounds like I hear. Yeah, why your phone? Your phone keep going in and out.
Oh, okay. Did you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh. Okay. I said my day was good. How was yours?
It was alright. I got a little cold though, but other than that, it's alright. I maintain. I'm alive.
That's what's up. Get well soon, though. You know, nobody don't want to be sick.
Thank you. You take care of yourself, okay?
You do the same, love. Good night.
Good night to you, too.
All right, ladies, pressing number one. If you are online listening, dial us 616-6977. Pressing number one so Ali can talk to you. Don't be scared. Come on now. It was like 400,000 million of y'all in my inbox. Like, oh, my God, I can't wait to talk to Ali. It's my boo-boo cutie. And now y'all can't press number one. See, we going to fight, and I'm going to have to get my belt and my Crisco because y'all acting up. Oh, there we go. They were one right there that was in my inbox.
Hey, you call 803-431. Talk to Ali.
Bruh.
Hello?
KC.
Yo.
I was not in your inbox.
Yes, you was. What'd I say?
Hey, Ali. How you doing?
I'm all right, and yourself?
I'm good. I don't have a question. I'm just saying that you're one of my favorite characters. I love the show, and y'all keep doing what y'all doing. I'm a supporter.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, love.
Thank you.
That's it, Casey. That's all I wanted to say.
You sure that's what? I know you got a question.
No, I don't have a question.
Ask her what time is it or something. Come on now, stop acting like that.
You got the same time as me.
Hey, you know, you might be over in another galaxy. You never know.
No, I'm in South Carolina. I know the time, okay?
See, you feisty.
I love you too, bro.
Okay. All right, thank you for calling in. Do not go nowhere. We need you to ask some more questions. All right. All right, 864-386. Talk to Ali.
Hello.
864-386.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, they hung up. All right, call 813-325. Talk to Ali. Hey, you call 813-325. All right, Ali, let me ask you another question. Let's get deep for a minute. Let's get real deep, real deep, real deep. I think this might open the doors for some of these ladies to ask you some questions. What is your ideal of good sex? They read it to me.
A little rough, you know. I like to explore a lot of things. Sweaty. Just when your bodies together, you can feel each other heartbeats. You know, it's just cool something that goes through your bones, go through your whole body. You know what I'm saying? Maybe a couple of days or something. You know what I'm saying? A little water break, keep it moving. I mean, everything. A little rough, like that.
I know that's right. Y'all hear that, lady? Number one. Y'all person number one right now. Something is wrong. I know y'all got questions now. They scared Ali. Love her. What's your favorite food, Ali?
I like turkey wings.
Mm-hmm. Gravy, yes.
Yeah. You know. But, you know, I take this time to plug a couple people, man. I want to shout out to Evan and James. Of course, she jumped feet. She's on radio, my District Heat family, you know, Loud Radio. Cheats and Funnels, Dallas Freedom, 73 Moments. You know, those are all local clothing lines. Shout out to all my fans, man. Everybody keep supporting us, please. We definitely appreciate the love and support. And don't forget to support. Tell a friend to, subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
I hear that. I got a couple questions for you from Facebook, man. Solo Cake wants to know, when is the meet and greet?
When is the meet and greet?
Yeah, that's exactly how she put it.
we already had like a meet and greet, you know, I guess. you might can catch us out any place, you know what I'm saying? Just stay tuned to our page. Any parties or whatever. I mean, we don't have anything specific set up, like no actually like being free.
Okay, and Brooklyn Jamaican, from Facebook also wants to know, how old was you when you came out?
It's something that I've always known, but I think, you know, I was actually 17 when I came out to my mother. Outright
status. Okay. I think 17 is pretty much a good age. That's where everybody came out like 17. like right before 18, like, so I'm ready to leave. I think that's when they knew about me too, around about 17. All right, let's hit these callers. 474, talk to Ali. 704-674. All right, ladies, press that number one if you want to talk to Ali. She's down to talk to you about anything. 601-608, talk to Ali.
Hi, Casey.
Hello.
And hi, Ali.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
All right, and yourself?
I'm great. First, I want to say I love the show. I love you in it. And I want to say that you have a cute accent. And I want to know, what's your first talk?
You're breaking up a little bit. I heard about you. Love the show. I have a cute accent. I want to say thank you. Thank you for that. We appreciate the love and support. And I didn't hear your last part of your question.
I said, what's your favorite color?
My favorite color? Orange.
Orange?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I know love is mobile, but, like, when you read a data sheet, you know, like, do you have, like, a certain type of what you go by when you read a data sheet?
Oh, man, you're breaking up. Casey, do you hear what she said?
Hey, say it one more time, Fiat. Hold on before we start. Is anybody's phone on speakerphone?
No.
Here we go.
All right, that's it. That's the echo. All right, say it again, fool.
I said, like, when you get ready to, like, date a female, like, do you have, like, a certain type you date or, like, what you go by?
I mean, I just like women, you know. I just love a woman, you know, a lady that carries herself like a lady, you know what I'm saying? I don't have no particular type, you know. I love ladies, women.
Are you single?
I am not.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm so
sorry. I know, that hurt her, no feeling, love.
You got love. I like the show. I really got into it, and I really love the last episode. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And then I like the part when you was like when y'all was like finally like caught up to Chopper. I was shocked that I'm so mad because I remember. I think it's the one that's the light skinned one. Like,
yeah.
Not top, but the other one that was driving.
Wayne.
Yeah, Wayne.
Huh. That's what you thought it was?
Was like, no, I didn't think that it was Wayne because when I watched it, I was like, okay. But I kind of noticed that Wayne wasn't shooting at your episode 6. But I wonder how did you do, but I was like, when I was listening to you in episode 7, I was like, okay, she knows. And then I really caught on when y'all was at her house and you said her name the way you said it. I was like, yeah, she know.
Yeah, I had some people on that, so, you know, streets is talking.
Right. And I was like, yeah, she know. And especially how you said that, she was like the streetest talking. So I was like, yeah, she know. Then I was quiet when you was like, yeah, I'm the nigga for a reason.
Yeah.
I was like, nah, man. There you go. So. And I'm pretty mad y'all only got 2 episodes, so.
Well, I'm sorry, but we really only have 1 left.
Huh?
Oh. Hey.
Girl, she about to go
off. 1? Yeah, 8. I mean, you could watch it twice. I would love it if you watch it. But, yeah, it's only 1.
Oh, Lord. See, y'all just breaking my heart.
I'm like, it's a season 2 coming, though, you know.
I know, babe. Just breaking my poor little heart. Like, I want to find more action.
That's how I be right when Scandal go off and then they be like, it's not coming on for a few weeks.
I know, right?
So,
y'all good.
Yeah, I know. But, oh, how long you been growing your dreads?
I've actually been growing my dreads since 2000. But, you know, I play contact football, so it's a part of the uniform.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like them really, really long. So, you know, I keep them maintenance.
Mm-hmm. And how old are you? Because you're young.
Oh, yeah. That's what's up. You know, yeah. I'm going to hold that one for a minute.
You know how
old
for a minute.
That answer. How old do I look?
I mean, you know, damn, but like, I would say, like in your late 20s, I think.
Oh, that's what's up. I'll take that. Yeah, I'm in my late 20s, I think.
Think.
Nah, I'm a little older than that, though, but, you know, not too much.
Oh, not too much?
Mm-mm.
No. What's your zodiac sign?
Oh, I'm a Capricorn, baby.
Cool. My mama a Capricorn.
Oh, yeah? She cool people?
Mm. Y'all just something serious.
We what?
Y'all something serious. But yeah, but y'all cool though. I like hanging around y'all.
Oh yeah, oh, that's what's up.
Mhm. But this is what I had called for. And nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you too. You had real conversation.
Thanks.
Thank you, good night.
Alright, good night to you too.
Alright, I have a question from Facebook from Love Shay. She wants to know, what's the best part of being a part of District Heat?
You know, outside of just meeting new people and having this experience, you know, I think the best part of being with District Heat is that it was new. It was a new project. It is home-based because I am from D.C., you know. And we all we started this journey together, you know. So, and for, you know, it to be a lot of our first time, you know, I think we did a really good job. It took a lot of hard work, you know. Shinobi was on top of her game. She's very creative. And then, you know, we just had some talented people come out, and we pulled it together. So I think my main thing is just knowing that anytime I hit District Heat, that, you know, that I was there for the beginning.
Right. I like that answer. Taking that answer. Area code 267-584, talk to Ali.
Hey, Ali. Hey.
Hey. I just want to say you're my favorite character and I love you.
Oh, thank you so much. I love you too, sweetheart.
I know you do. I have a question. Are you a touch me not?
Am I one?
A touch me not.
What I will say is I don't like any penetration. Some things I, you know, so.
Yeah, you just keep limited to certain stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it's glad. Well, yeah, I'm just glad to hear your voice and, you know, get to talk to you. I talked to you on Instagram a couple times, but, you know, you got 1,000 followers and stuff, so.
Well, I just appreciate you taking your time out to call and to watch the show.
No problem. Yeah, oh, no problem, no problem. And I'm going to tell as many people as I can, and I'm subscribed.
That's what's up. Thank you very much.
Yeah, just know I'm Team Ali.
I know, that's right, babe.
Yeah, so I have a question, too. Do you weld in real life, or is that just something Ali does?
That's actually just something that Ali does, but I was actually in the construction field for a long time, but I actually worked in the asphalt division, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you look good in that uniform.
Ha, thank you.
You're welcome. And you said you played professional football, is it?
Yeah, I did. I did 12 years with the DC Divas.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I didn't even know they had professional, like women's professional, like, you know, tackle football.
Oh, yeah. Where you from?
Yeah. I'm from PA.
Oh, man, y'all got
Philadelphia has one. Yeah. I just now found out that Philadelphia has one. And I live like a half an hour away from there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even know that. Yeah, so that's good. So you say you played 12, how many years did you play?
12.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you had like a full career. That's good.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot to deal with, you know.
Yeah, it was fun. And I can't mention the DC Divas without saying rest in peace, Ezra Coop, Coach Coop, you know. So he was our head coach. He passed away untimely.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. And I have another question. Where I need to get a Team Ali shirt.
Oh,
I need
okay. You can just DM me at Ali_DistrictHeat and I can give you all the information.
Okay. Yeah, because I wasn't sure how to do that. That's why I haven't, you know. Yeah, make sure I get one, take pictures with it, and, you know, tag you because we follow each other.
I follow you
on both your pages.
Well, I should be following you, too. I do follow back, so I try to stay on top of it.
You follow me on both pages.
See, that's what's up. I ain't just saying it.
Yeah, you do follow back. That's one thing you do. Yeah. Oh, yeah, and I just want to know that I am not Team Willow and Team Ali. I am Team Tinka and Ali.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's what's
up. I'm one of those, a lot of people barking like, oh, no. But, no. Yes, I'm definitely Team Tinka and Ali.
I know, that's right.
Yeah, and all the studs and all the things are beautiful. Like they have all the right people playing the right characters. Everybody fits the part. It's just like I feel as though y'all can make it on TV because y'all are doing the damn thing. And I give it to y'all. I salute y'all.
I definitely appreciate it. Let me ask you. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Okay. So you say you was Team Ali and Team Tinka. Can you tell me why you Team Tinka?
Because she's been there for Ali since day one. And Willow, yeah, she's sophisticated. She might have a good job, might have a good background, but I'm kind of on the edge about her. Like, it's something, because I'm like, she might still be in love with the other girl. And even though Tinka was with, what's her name, Sin.
Sin. Right.
Yeah, even though she was with Sin, she was never in love with Sin. I don't think she was ever in love with Sin. I think that she was just in love with you, and then Sin was just a cover because she was hot, and when everybody around y'all knew the true feelings that she had for you, and, well, Ali. Ali. And I feel as though Ali felt the same way, but she's just running. Because there's a reason why Ali came to Tinka's door. Came to Tinka's door first and not Willow's. But then the next morning, and I guess, you know, like, thought about it overnight, and you thought Willow was a good option. Because maybe, you, like, what I got was that Ali thought that Willow was, like, her way out of the game. Not, like, financially or nothing like that, but was, like, her way out, basically. And then that Tinka would keep her, but, like, you know, would keep her in the mix. But she didn't even like that either. So I'm just like, well, both women are good for Ali. I think that both of them are good women. But it's just that Tinka, she knows you. Like she said, she knows you inside and out. She knows when you're lying. She knows when you're telling the truth. She knows everything. So, yeah, she gets you. And Willow, like, y'all having, like, really... really, like, you know, gone through all that much yet, like how you and Tinka went through stuff. So,
okay. But I think it was more so that, you know, Tinka and I was already in a relationship previously, but we tend to make better friends, you know, and, you know, I didn't want to mess that up. But, you know,
yeah, I respect that.
You know, and I. It could work anyway, you know. But that's what's up. I just wanted to know what was your take on that.
Cause I love all the characters, but yeah.
Well, that's what's up.
Yeah, no problem. And the other girl that called before me, yeah, she was right. You don't look your age. I know you might be older, but you don't look your age. If you tell me that you're in your 30s, I will not believe it.
Okay.
Just know that I will not believe it.
I appreciate
you look about 25.
That's all right. I never said how old I was, you know, but I appreciate it.
Yeah, because you look good, so... Everybody look good, all of y'all.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, and I just wanted to let you know too, because on the most recent one, and then the second to most recent one episode. I knew how everything was going to go down from start to finish. I knew Chopper was shicey from the beginning. I knew that Chopper was going to try something. And Wayne,
why didn't you tell me?
Oh my God! If it wasn't a show, I would tell you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh, if it wasn't a show, I would tell you. Oh, my gosh, like, what a show, I would tell you. I just knew it wasn't something right. I just knew how it all played out. And I knew that Wayne was just, you know, playing with her head and, you know, acting like she on her side or whatever. And I knew that she was rocking with Jim and Jay. I knew you ain't get shot because I knew that she missed because I knew Wayne did something to stop it. And just like the other girl said, when you say her name, I said, oh, she knows. I mean, she knows.
Okay.
And then when Wayne talking about they gonna go chill with some girls, I said watch. I said watch Ali and Jay pop up. I said I knew it. You know how I knew it? It's because I think it was the first episode when Chopper was like, do I get an invite? And she was like, no. And Wade was like, no. She said, not this time. So I'm sitting here like, okay. So she said, no, the first time. So she's saying, yeah, the first. So now she's saying, yeah, something up.
Because
you got to think.
Yeah, you thinking. You want it. You right on point, like to the T.
You got to, because that's how it could be in real life. You got to do that with everybody you know. You got to analyze everything.
That's right.
You got to analyze everything. Yeah. All right, well, I'm going to let you get some more callers.
Oh, okay. Definitely my pleasure talking to you. You're very insightful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
All right, good night.
Well, you enjoy your night, honey. You too.
All right.
There you go, 347. 65. Talk to Ali.
Hey, bro. How you doing?
Hello.
How you doing, Ali? How you doing?
I'm all right. And yourself? How are you?
I'm going good. I post up to you, bro. And it said that I was shy to get up online, to press 1. But I had a little angel to tell me to press that 1. So I guess I'm being called out. But I do want to say that you have a very attractive voice. You are very attractive. God bless you and keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're more than welcome. Bro, I can't stay online. I'm cooking, and I can't let the food burn, but love y'all much. Like I
said, hold on,
before you go,
Brownie. That's Brownie, Ali. That's Brownie right here. Brownie.
Bro, don't put me on spot. I'm nervous as it is. My hands are sweating. Don't you do it.
Look, you know you just sound like one of the president's girls of Scandal. You know how they be like, God bless America. He was like, and God bless you. Like, girl, you need to run for president.
Listen, I just said I was nervous and I was scared. Don't you put me on blast. I will. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get that belt and I'm going to beat you. Don't do it to yourself.
Okay.
All right. But love y'all. And y'all enjoy. I'm
Thank
still
you.
Listening mm-hmm. in, but I'm doing my little cook on. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right,
Echo
443-226, talk to Ali. Mm. 443-226. Hello, testing. All right, we'll come back to them. Echo 980-829, talk to Ali.
Oh, you agree, Michelle. Hello?
Hello?
Is this Ali?
This is Ali. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
I'm all right.
That's what's up. So I'm a big fan of the show. And y'all got to come with, I mean, we got to wait once a month, every month for an episode?
you know.
I'm just saying, though, like, the suspense is not what's up. We just be trying to see more of everybody, you know?
Like, we just getting started out, so it's a learning thing, you know what I'm saying? But we working with the people that we got, which is only... one or two people, you know, so, you
right.
know, we don't want to just throw out anything. We prefer to take longer and give you something that you like than just give you anything, you know.
Right, and I appreciate it because this last episode was good. When y'all had that 19-minute one, I was like,
yeah.
I was upset. But, I mean, it's all good. I understand. I appreciate it, though. I definitely do. So I have a question.
We appreciate you. Uh-huh.
How old are you?
Oh, why is that the topic of it?
Because the reason why I want to know is because on one of your Instagram pictures, like, I think it's on your, like, personal page, not your Ali page, you have, like, a picture of you when you graduated from high school, and you said something about, like, year of, we ain't gonna go
oh,
there,
yeah,
something
so
like that.
Oh, yeah, so you know what? Yep, you do good detective work. DM me in my Instagram, whichever one, the one you talk about or something, you know, DM me, and we'll talk about it.
Okay, well, however old you are, let me say this, because you are still a woman, you look good for however old you are, honey. Let me tell you that. So
I agree.
It doesn't even matter.
That.
You ain't got to tell me, but however old you are, you look real. I mean, you kept yourself. You ain't,
thank
you know,
you.
There's some that have, you know, aged and ain't did it too well, but, you know, you did that. Okay.
Thank you so much.
So what's your real name? Just TK? That's it?
TK, that's
all we get to know?
Name.
Oh, that's whack. You don't get to know nothing now? Oof. No? Oh, okay. Guess we'll next question. So, I mean, what made you want to start? Thank you. What made you want to start this web series? Was it your idea or, I mean, what brought this along?
No, it wasn't my idea at all. Actually, the writer of the show, Shanovia McKenzie, it was, you know, an idea that she had a while back, you know, and she just put it down. She, you know, and over time, you know, District Heat came to fruition. I'm just happened to be a part of the cast, you know.
Okay.
Blessed. Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, Is Ali, I mean, do you play the role so well because you used to be a thug? I mean, is that your MO? Or I mean, you seem real street, like the role is real comfortable for you. Like, you don't try too hard. So, I mean, does that mean that you have had this in growing up being younger?
Yeah, I can definitely say that I can identify with certain aspects of Ali's lifestyle.
Okay. I hear you. So, what was I going to say? So I see that you're married. How long have you been married?
Ooh, I'm engaged.
Oh, okay, so you're engaged.
Yes.
So, okay. I think that's very sweet. You know what I'm saying?
Thank
I see you and your wifey. That's real cute. Yeah.
Appreciate
so are you in the cast? Like, were you guys friends prior? Because you and Jay, I love your relationship on screen. Is it the same off screen? Are you guys still really, really close? Or has the show made you closer? Or did you not get along with anybody when you first started?
Actually, I didn't know anybody in the cast before we first started except for Wayne. And occasional passings of Chopper. But we are a tight-knit family, you know. I mean, all relationships have their ups and downs, but for the most part, you know, we get along great.
That's what's up. I think Jay is, like, my favorite second. Like, you're my first, and then Jay, for, like, the studs, is my second. She says some of the craziest shit ever. She cracks me up, especially your guys' theme song when she's like, shade. I love that part where she's like, no shade, but shade.
Right.
That's so funny. That's super cute.
How
was you and Willow were together in real life? I don't know. Power couple. Sure, your fiance wouldn't appreciate that, so don't tell her I said that, but I'm just saying.
Exactly, and I really like her, too.
You do like Willow?
No, I like Willow as a character, and I like her off, you know, off the screen, but I also like her and her fiance as well.
Oh, okay, yeah, I see him.
Yeah.
They don't, I mean, she doesn't look as good as you all together, but I mean,
Well,
I'm just saying. Okay. So how many episodes do you guys think you'll do? I mean, this isn't going to be like a between women and it's getting real good and then all of a sudden can't nobody afford it anymore. It's not going to be one of those situations, is it?
Uh-oh.
OMG. Oh, my God. Wow. That's so rude and wrong.
Well, we're going to do
I'm not trying to be funny or anything
but
I mean, you know, they can't afford it anymore for whatever reason.
Well, listen, I hope that, you know, I know the district, I hope that we have continued success. You know, as long as you guys subscribe and y'all keep on supporting us, we'll be good. We pretty much put this project together right here with a no-budget operation. So as long as everybody stay focused, you know, we all on the same path, I think we'll be all right. So you just stay tuned.
I definitely will, and I mean, y'all are going to do good, you know what I'm saying? You know, you guys should want, I think that if you guys continue to be the hype that you are right now, you'll have people who do have the production experience that you're looking for that will want to come on an intern for you. So, I mean, like you said, TK, you got to start somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm going to keep you or whatever. I appreciate you talking to me, and I am definitely a fan. I wish Jay was on the phone.
Thank you. I appreciate you just being real.
Yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, I will definitely continue to follow and stuff like that. And good luck to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Good luck.
Thank you so much.
All right. Just be more consistent on those episodes. That's all I'm saying. Can we get one every 2 weeks? Appreciate you.
All right. I take that back to my people. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. 248 down. Full talk to Ali.
Hi. Hello. Hi. I actually called previously, but I had to call again because I asked a question on Instagram and told me to call in.
Hello?
She told me, yeah.
I heard you say you asked a question on Instagram. I didn't hear anything after that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I asked a question on Instagram, and she told me to just call in and ask. But I was kind of nervous because I called in previously.
Oh.
But my question was, you know, I seen the post about, you know, the open auditions for District Heat, and I was wondering where those were, like, season 2 of District Heat?
Yeah, it's for season 2, yes, because season 1 will be done after episode 8.
Okay, and, like, is that, like, is there going to be more auditions, or are you guys, like, that? I mean, I'm sure I'm not of the age yet, because I just turned 18, but, you know, I'm just saying, like, you know, I was just wondering.
But, I mean, your age doesn't really matter, but to answer your questions, we are having another audition. So, you know, I'm not exactly sure of the date, but, you know, the reality of it is that you know, there are younger now, you know, LGBTs out. So, I mean, you know, your age.
And, like, I mean, not to gloat or anything, but, you know, I'm really into, you know, acting and things like that. So, you know, I'm not always wanted to be on a LGBT, you know, web series and, you know, with something like that, like, something like Between Women, When I Was Your Girl, something like that. And then when I seen this show, I was like, oh, I would love to be on that. You know,
right.
But, like, the way y'all do whatever, how y'all keep it, like, the way the show's going, you know.
Yeah, that's what's up. I mean, I'm not trying to tell you to do nothing bad, but, you know, even if certain things have an age limit, you know, you just keep working hard to perfect that, you know. So don't just think that just because you're a certain age or you're not old enough don't mean you can't, you know. So you still got to, but you should be good.
Okay. I have to look into that and keep on point for when, you know, next auditions is. Because I really love, you know, get a chance to, or at least be like an intern or something on there, you know, at least get a chance to experience it, you know.
That and the fact that you don't just want to run around and say, oh, I'm only 18, I'm too young. They don't ask you how old you are. And guess what? Don't volunteer no information.
Okay.
I know that
already. All right.
Yeah.
And I just have one weird question because my friend is in my ear about it, and she just kind of scared to call in. So she wanted to ask, have you seen The Purge 2 Anarchy?
I'm sorry?
The Purge 2?
Purge 2?
Yeah, Anarchy.
Uh-huh, what about it?
She wanted to ask, like, if it was that predicament where the government actually did that, how would you feel? Like, do you think you would actually survive a few years, or how would you go about being in that? Could personally us, well, me personally, I stayed out every year. I'd just be, like, underground somewhere trying to hide.
I didn't see that movie. Is that a movie? I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's called The Purge Anarchy. It just came out recently. But, you know.
No, I'm sorry. I haven't seen this. I don't know what situation you're referring to.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
She'll be okay. She'll be okay. Yeah, well, you know, and I also wanted to ask, like, I heard previously listening to the show that you used to do music or whatever, and have you met any of the, you know, other women in the LGBT community that are rappers, like, you know, Sia, Chimper, things like that? Have you ever met any of them?
I have not met those two young ladies, you know, but we do have some very talented artists on the cast of District Heat, you know, Chopper Locker, Poppy K, Angelus the MC, you know what I'm saying?
And, like, I really, because I'm a really big, huge music fan for different, like, genres and things like that. And, you know, I download any type of music and, you know. So I was just wondering, like, are there any links to you guys' music, you know, for them as well?
Yeah. I know that you can check Chopper out on YouTube. She has a Papa Molly. Actually, if you just type her name in, an array of things will come up for her. Angelus, you know, but you can always, you know, just refer to their Instagram or their Facebook pages. Also, as far as what you were saying about other LGBT rappers, you know, like I said, the DMV is very talented. So, you know, you got Vivid, you got Kenilworth, Katrina, you know, we can just, you know, you can just go down the list of people. So, I mean, it is.
Okay. And, you know, like I said, I called previously, so, you know, I was kind of nervous about calling again when it's more people on the line wanted to talk. So, you know, I was just calling to ask those few questions. That's all about, you know, at least trying to be a part of the show and working my way to be on it or, you know, at least getting some kind of advice on it.
Yeah. I appreciate you calling in. And like I said, man, don't volunteer no information. You know what I'm saying? Give it 100%. Mm-hmm. And I wish you the best of luck on whatever it is you do.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 954-729. Talk to Ali.
Hey, Ali, I don't know if I tuned in late, but did you say what type of girls you like?
I didn't say that I had a, I said I didn't really have a preference. I just like women.
But based off of physical characteristics, because you don't know if they're classy yet, what would be your type?
I don't go off of physical appearance. You know, you can pretty much tell if somebody's for you in a short conversation, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I want to stimulate your mind before I stimulate your body anyway, because if we can't hold a conversation, you know, that's already a problem. I mean, I definitely don't want no bucket head. Like, I don't want no young lady that's outside with a bonnet on her head going to the corner store with pajama pants on and, you know, nothing like that, but, you know.
What's your nationality and your zodiac sign?
I'm a Capricorn. You know, I'm mixed
My dad was Cherokee and Irish, and my mom's, you know, black. So, you know, it is.
Okay. Yeah. Well, all right. I'm a huge fan of this, Ricky. I like what you're doing. I hope you continue and progress on your different platforms.
Thank you very much.
All right, good night.
Good night.
All right. From D.C. 202-751, talk to Ali.
Hey, Ali, how are you?
All right, and yourself?
I'm doing great. My question to you is, and not to be, you know, a little rude, but what elementary school did you go to, and where are you from? Yeah, I'm taking it back to the good old days. Oh, wow, she said, hey, Tikiya, hi, boo.
Oh.
She is cracking up.
Who is this?
Hello?
Who is this?
She said, don't worry about it. She said, who is this?
Come on, love you, girl.
Oh, no, I can't even get my question out because she's making me laugh. My cousin is making me laugh.
yeah, so the answer to your question is I went to a few different elementary schools, but the last one I went to was Malcolm X.
That's my baby, Malcolm X.
You look sexy. You
were sexy back there. My cousin said, you know, you look sexy. You were sexy back there.
Thank you very much.
She said, thank you very much.
I don't
think
you
know it's somebody. She knows, but she just don't know who it is.
Exactly. It's okay.
She said, TK, she's not going to put your age out there, but she know your age.
Yeah, because I'm glad they wasn't listening. She done already screamed on my government.
No,
like, give me a break.
And wait, don't scream out the whole government. We didn't do that. Don't do that to me. Don't put me on spotlight. We scream out the whole government. She said you was in her class. She is cracking up. She is rolling. Okay. But no, my actual question to you is, hello?
I'm listening.
Oh, okay. I know everybody's going to ask you, but how did you actually get started in the business? What, you know, what gave you the oomph, to start in the show, to be honest?
To be honest with you,
uh-huh.
I stumbled across the casting call on Facebook, you know, and I had some reservations because, you know, I'm new to this whole acting thing, and
right, because yeah, I just seen a call at the library on Martin Luther King Library, so I missed that one.
And I think you know what happened is, you know, I'm real outgoing, you know. I like to dip and dab and try new things, you know. And you know, the cast and the writer also, they just made it a lot easy for me for the simple fact that a lot of us was all new to it, so it took time, you know. And so I mean, it worked out.
Right. Okay. Now my next question. I like the show. I love the show. Don't get me wrong. But I was in my feelings when they shot you though. Because then you disappeared and I didn't know where you went. So I was in my feelings.
Yeah. I was in my feelings.
Did they really, okay, was it a blank or how did that work out? Because, you know, you disappeared on.
Oh, did you watch episode 7?
Yes, I enjoyed episode 7. And,
okay.
Yeah, y'all, that's when y'all.
Yeah, that was right there.
Yes, when y'all hit up Chopper.
I'm like, hold up, wait a minute.
Yeah, so you remember when Shy, when they did the flashback, and, you know, Shy said she switched the joints out. Y'all go back and check that part out. Y'all might have missed it.
Okay, I'm going to definitely do that. And when will 8 come out? Because I know we can already start a new season, and 8 will be the last one. So when will we see 8?
8 is going to be a real good treat for everybody, you know.
Is
so
is it an action?
Is it a
we're going to have some more of that. Oh, yeah. Y'all was getting it in like, whoa. I mean, y'all was like, God damn it. YouTube shows this? I was like, hold up.
I
like to look at porn and all, but I was like, hold up, you can show this. I watch, I definitely watch all y'all, and I've been looking at Studville too. So I'm like, wait a minute, y'all show more action than Studville do. So I'm like, what's going on here? I've been looking at the right show.
We real edgy and sexy, but we know we walk in a fine line, so, you know.
That's what I say. If we gonna turn out for real on 8, I'm trying to see some more action. I'm trying to see y'all, get it in. Get it in like popcorn.
8 is the finale, you know, so.
Y'all put me on suspense again. Man, I'm already a geek. I'm a geek.
That's the idea. We need you to keep coming back.
See, you're going to have to make me start looking at y'all over again for one. So, I'm trying to tell you I'll be on geek status. All right. Thank you. Definitely keep up the good work. Do your thing. You know, hey. Don't let the money make you. You do what you
make
do, boo.
Make the money. I know that's why.
Make that money, boo.
Hold on.
Girl,
God,
thank,
no, go ahead. I
hear y'all.
I know you from way back, right? I'm supporting
all the way. She says she know you from way back, and she wants to push all the way from
elementary. Thank you so much.
All right,
baby.
Bye. Oh, man, you got people from Ooh,
good Lord.
Hey. Man, they sound like they real, real close. They was real close. They, like, sound like they was from across the street neighbors. They was giving me the business.
All right.
Hey.
They knew everything, boy. I ain't lying.
Yeah. I think you now have a stalker.
I'm sorry. Hello? How does that feel to know that you have people from way back in elementary school like supporting you? You know what I'm saying? Like, how does that feel?
I mean, it's a great feeling. It's a great feeling, you know. It just goes to show, you never know who's looking, who's listening, you know. And like they say, certain product gonna sell itself, you know.
Good.
People tend to attract to greatness, so that's a good thing. That's a pat on the back to Shinovia, you know, and all of the cast members, and I definitely appreciate it.
Exactly, man. We got somebody close to home, look like it, 443-683-7271. Oh, 443-683. Talk to Ali. Don't kill me. I ain't even get to him all the way. Don't kill me. Lord Jesus, please don't kill me. Oh, God. Ooh, they probably want to stab me right now. Don't stab me. She ain't saying no. She mad. Woo. She don't even want to say nothing. Lord, I'm pissed off.
Hello?
They apologized.
I don't know what's going on.
Huh?
Well, 3683?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we're supporting you all the way. You're doing a great job. We just asked you all the 50,000 questions, so, you know, it is what it is. You know, we're saying all the way. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, okay. So did I get hung up on? I'm like, oh, no. What did
no, not at all. I said, thank you very much. I appreciate you 100%.
I'm going to say, I'm not going to turn up on you this time like I did a few minutes ago.
Oh, y'all come. Oh, yeah, y'all back.
Say, like, oh, yeah, y'all back. No, we're not going to turn up this time.
Okay.
We're being nice this time.
Okay.
So, I mean, like I said, love it. You know, do your thing, baby. Do your
thing. Thank
you very much. Okay.
All right,
815-573,
talk to Ali.
Hey, yo, what's good, Pam?
Hey, hey,
man,
what's up with you?
Man, yo, bro, you got, like, groupie overload, B. Like, man,
nah,
yo, like.
You know, that's my family.
That's your family?
Yeah.
Damn, I need to get me, like, a family like that, like. Serious shit, but man, yo, your shit, your whole district, your shit tight, B. You know what I mean?
So much.
Like, niggas shot you and shit, but that was just some hating ass shit, so I figured, you know what I mean? But yeah, it'd be like, how do you deal with this on a day to day? Like, do people, like, come up to you and be like, hey, is you from, you know, district heat and this, and that?
Yeah, I do sometimes. I mean, not on a like a consistent basis, you know what I'm saying, but a little more frequently now. And they be like, excuse me, are you Ali? Or, you that girl from, oh, I love you, you know. But, you know, I mean, I'm humble, you know, because without them, it wouldn't be no me, you know,
true.
All of us. So I definitely appreciate it. You too, you know what I'm saying? You're part of my family. I don't like to say fans. I like to say, you know, fan base. You know what I'm saying?
Because
yeah. We are a family, especially the LGBT community and everybody. I mean, anybody that supports is a part of the family now. You know, so that's what's up.
I mean, you can't really call all your fans family because you got a couple crazy motherfuckers out here.
True, but guess what?
No.
Every real family got that too. You got to
know
who they are, and not for everything
true.
That they do. So,
yeah,
you know, I embrace all the support from everybody.
So, I mean, like, do wifey be having a problem with these goopy chicks and shit?
No. I mean, I'm 100% dedicated to her. You know, we don't have any trust issues. You know, I've got a good, solid foundation on my end. And, you know, it's a business.
Man, I bet your direct message box on Instagram is crazy, yo. Nigga, I will pay bottom dollar to get in that motherfucker. Like,
you'll be that little fly on the wall, huh?
Like, damn, nigga.
I mean, I be a little, you know. Hey,
oh, yeah?
It's very flattering. It's very flattering.
Yeah, I feel, you know, a couple thoughts and shit like that. Jump off, whatever.
I mean, I hear from all different types of women. I just say like that.
From you, even studs too.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm talking to you.
That's
right now. I ain't
right
trying to
there.
Be funny. You know, I'm not saying like. I'm just saying, you know, people say
hey,
things.
Hey,
I take
no discrimination.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, you know it is what it is. But you know, shit.
And
but,
it ain't what it ain't, but it, you know.
Like, do you ever be in Chicago and shit?
I have been to Chicago before, but it's you know, it's not. I have only been once.
Man, like I think your character would go real good. You ever heard of the movie Lies We Tell, Secrets We Keep?
Yes, I have.
I think your shit would be real good in that. You know, like that, or if I was your girl. But your District Heat shit is hot, though. That's real hot shit.
I appreciate it.
Man, it's real hot shit, but, yeah, shit, I gotta be breezy and shit, so, I'm gonna let you go, you know what I'm saying? I know you got a couple girlies and shit, probably wanna talk to you and shit, you know what I mean? So, I'm going ahead and fade to black or whatever.
All right, I appreciate the support, homie.
All right, hey, no problem.
Shout out to Chi-Town, all right.
Hey.
All right, area code 202-413, talk to Ali.
Oh, I knew it was going to be me. Shit. Hello.
Don't sound so excited. How you doing?
I'm excited. But see, I'm trying to get myself together because I was ready to turn up on you already. But
nice.
I've known TK since MySpace.
Lord,
he asked me how the hell we became friends on MySpace. Jesus, I do not know. But my problem is that even though I've known you since MySpace, I never had a chance to meet you. I seen you one time where I thought it was you. It may not have been you in the train station, but I ain't even say nothing. That's because I'm not the type of person who come up to somebody who I've never physically met, you know, face-to-face. But I'm trying to figure out, like, why. It's been, like, 12 years.
Why was we on?
Why haven't we met?
Oh, because you didn't walk up to me that time that you thought it was me.
I didn't know if it was really you. I'm going to say, oh, your name, TK. Like, that's not even like a
but
name.
But I'm just
that's
saying.
Man,
if you say you know me all the way from MySpace, you trying to tell me you couldn't recognize me out in the crowd?
I mean, I could, but you know how many light-skinned dreads walk around here?
Oh, yeah, true.
It's the DMV.
You know, right, but, I mean, I don't know, you know. I don't know. That sounds like the closest encounter we may have had, and you let it slip through your fingers.
Yep, damn, my bad. Yeah. Oh. Anyway, as far as District Heat, it's a nice show, and I like the things that you're doing in the show, but from what I've seen, is it being filmed in the DMV area?
Yes.
Okay. Because some places look kind of fishy, like it's not being in the DMV area.
Two trips. So, you know, we took two trips and we stated that. The one when they was talking about Manchester and then Deep Creek.
Okay. That's why I wasn't all family. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, do you you know, usually meet your fans or have a place where you, you know, are able to see your fans?
No, not regularly. You know, I do party in my city where I'm from, so, you know, for the most part I just see people that were already my friends or that I party with on a regular basis, and you know, now I'm meeting or attracting new people out and about. So I mean, other than that, if I'm not, you know, if I'm not scheduled to be someplace, I don't just, you know, say, hey, meet me here.
Well, I'm just saying, I've been, well, since we've, you know, been in contact, well, networking since that many years, I've always wanted to meet you. And you know, I have a friend of mine now that I'm dating that knows you from way back, but again, I've never met you. So,
okay. Well, what I can tell you is I'll definitely be at that ladies' takeover party August the 23rd at Howard Theater, and I frequent the stadium nightclub on every first Saturday of the month. It's a day party, Onyx Entertainment, Daydreams. So from 3 to 9:30 p.m. I mean, you can you'll probably definitely run into me there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will. Thank you for your time. Have a good night.
Thank you. You do the same.
Bye.
All right, we have a few more callers. So you go 202-489. Talk to Ali. Well, 249. And they hung up, right? Code 239-300. Talk to Ali.
Hello?
239-300. All right, we'll come back. All right, you call 909-231. Talk to Ali.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello. Yeah, we can hear you.
Seem like you guys got, you know, difficulty. Ali, you are fucking fine. I just want to say that.
Thank you so much.
And you need to come to California. No disrespect to your girlfriend, and come turn up with us one time.
That's what's up. I'm always up for a good party.
Have you ever been to California before?
I have not.
Oh, you guys. Well, I've been on this radio show, and I've been trying to promote it because it's not really big out here. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the Los Angeles area. This, you know, the district heat, not really big. So I got a couple of my homegirls. Like, we've been talking about it. I tell them to watch it. You know, maybe we can come out there and turn up with y'all. Then we turn up with y'all. Y'all come out here and turn up with us.
That's what's up, babe. Bring California down here to the DMV. We'll show you how to do it.
Okay, okay. And another question I have to ask you is, because I asked this question yesterday. Do you believe in threesomes?
Do I believe in threesomes?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
So if your girl comes to you and be like, hey, baby, I want to bring a girl in the bedroom, you wouldn't trip?
Well, if it's a dom, then I might try, you know, I'm definitely going to feel some type of way about that. That shit ain't going to fly. That's dead. Kill.
Hey, that's not fair. That's not fair because I'm a femme, and I done did threesome with femmes, and I brought them in, you know, with my little studs. And then when it comes time for me to bring in two studs, not necessarily saying y'all got to touch each other, but I want to have fun. Like, I want to see the difference. I want to do
it. But if I'm not into the stud, then for me it's really not a threesome, Pumpkin.
Yeah, you're right. Just a threesome for me, huh?
It might turn back into a twosome, though, because I don't think I'm a baby to have no back.
Now, question. Can I guess the group age of your age group?
Hey, you might do better than me.
You're not going to even put it out there, huh? I think I kind of got a little.
No, I can't do it. Not right now. Not yet.
Not right now?
No.
You should. That's not right. You should at least let me at least say if I'm hot or if I'm cold.
Oh, okay, go ahead. I'll let you know.
Okay, from 36 to 42.
Oh, hey, girl, you freezing.
Hey, it's some good looking 36. You know, I'm 30, 33. You know, when we think we're 30 in the 30s, in the 40s and 30s, in the 30s we 20s. You know how it goes.
True, true. I mean, but not the overall cast. We're not that old. Everybody not.
Okay, so you down a little bit.
How many questions you get on that same question? You just guess. Right?
You're not gonna tell us. I'm gonna leave that alone. But one more question: If you been with your girl for about 15 years, y'all got a baby, and then she come out the blue and want to strap you down, how would you take that? Married, all that.
I wouldn't be taking that. That's if I've been with you for 15 years, I know for at least 15
okay,
of
but,
you knew
but,
that was a no-no.
No, see, that's not that. I don't think that's right. I think you, I mean, even if you lie, I think you should be like, let me think about it, you know?
Oh, all right, well, I'm just putting it out there. I thought about it, and no.
So you're not going for none of that?
Well, no. I mean,
okay,
to each his own. It's just not for me.
Right. I feel you. You know, it's about a respect thing. I feel you. But I'm 33, and I done did my thing. I done ran the streets, did the whole nine, and I like. And my thing is, in my mind, it's like I don't feel like we all gonna be faithful to one person. Like, no, I don't believe in that. And that's why I believe in threesomes. That's why I'm into slanging, you know, doing different things, but I just don't think that in my mind that we all going to be with one person and don't fuck with nobody. No.
I mean, it's not for everybody, but apparently it's for some people.
You're right. You're right. And that's a handful. That's a handful. All right, well, you know, that's my questions. And, KC, you sound like you bored over there. Wake up.
No, I'm here, baby. I'm listening to you.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. But, yeah, you guys, you know, I'm going to try to, you know, throw y'all out there out here in Cali, you know, in the L.A. area because we really don't, well, I mean, I just really, one of my friends, she told me about you guys, District Heat, and I kind of like it. It's kind of tight, you know. We need that.
Thank you, thank you. That's what's up. You know, follow me. Send me a friend request, Ali_District Heat, if I'm not already following, you know, we can plug each other, you know.
I think I have you on, I have you on Facebook.
Okay.
And I don't do Instagram. I have my sister follow you or something. Too much going on.
That's what's up.
And tell your woman she's a lucky lady. Hold on to you.
I like
you
to think so. You know, I definitely appreciate it.
You are.
It. Thank you.
All right. You guys have a good night.
You too.
You too.
All right. Bye.
All right. We got 919-344. Talk to Ali.
Hello, how y'all doing?
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I don't have any questions. I just want to say, first of all, you're very gorgeous, and I'm enjoying the show. Hopefully, I get to travel to DC and meet you soon. Keep doing your thing. That's it. Have a great night. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You do the same, love.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, 717-649, Salt Ali. One more time.
717-649.
All right. 804-437.
Talk to Ali.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, KC.
Hey, how you doing?
How
y'all doing?
I'm good. I don't want to talk to Ali. I just want to say, KC, hey.
What's up, baby?
Not much chilling. Now, I do have a question for you, Ali. How can I watch the show? Don't clown me and, you know, I'm a late faggot. Just tell me, how can I watch the show? Sounds very interesting.
Oh, all you got to do is go on to YouTube and type in District Heat. All the episodes will pop right up.
Oh, okay. This District Heat and everything's going to pop up just like that?
Yes, ma'am. It'll all pop up. And then make sure you subscribe. And I hope you enjoy.
I will. Well, it sounds, you know, pretty interesting. You know, I know I'm kind of late, so don't bash my head in or whatever.
Not at all. Not at all. Better late than never. I appreciate it. Whenever you come.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Hey, KC.
What's up, baby?
What you doing, hon?
I'm doing good. Cheddar.
Alright, well, I'm going to let y'all go because I'm kind of over you anyway, KC, so I'll have
to do later. Though? Oh, my goodness. Like,
it's
what's up?
We're not going to get in on the, you know, we're not going to do that.
What I do?
We're not going to get into all that.
Look, I sound like a little kid. Like, what I do? No. Pineapples, no.
You did sound real childish.
No, I just want to know what I did. I don't like that, no.
Oh, you did it. You can't say you didn't do it because you did it. You
can't tell me what I did, though. Like,
you did it. We're not going to get into that. So, you ladies, y'all have a blessed night.
Good night.
Later.
Oh, my goodness. sounds like I'm in the hot seat. Area code 347-319. Talk to Ali.
Hi, Ali. How are you, honey?
Hi, how you doing?
I am such a big fan of yours. Oh, my God. This is amazing that I'm getting to talk to you. But I wanted to know, how did you guys come about with the whole District Heat, with their character, everything like that?
Actually, when I got involved with District Heat, you know, it was already written out. The writer, Shinovia McKenzie, it was something that she had, it was an idea that she brought to fruition, you know, and I'm happy to be a part of that. This is her story. She wanted to tell it.
Okay.
Very creative.
One more question. And don't laugh, okay, Thomas?
Okay.
Okay, so if I come to D.C., right, because I'm not far from D.C., I'm, like, in New York, honey, so I'm, like, really, really close.
Okay.
We have to go out. We have to do something. You're going to have to show me around. You're going to have to, we're going to have to do something, something. Like, you down,
yeah.
Or?
We might be able to work something out, you know.
Okay, I want to make sure.
I can't be your personal tour guide, but we could probably definitely turn up if you're in my city.
I mean, you're going to have to show me where the spots is, because I know nothing about D.C. The last time I went there was for the inauguration of Obama, honey. That was the last time.
So, that's what's up. I'm glad you came for that.
Yeah, like, you know, it's the first black president. I have a daughter, so I kind of wanted her to experience everything at that time. So,
right.
You know, we went. We had a good time. We didn't really get to see the president, of course. But, you know, just to be there was awesome. So,
that's what's up.
And I can't really turn up with my daughter. You know what I'm saying? So next time I come, I want to come alone. Maybe come with a couple of my homegirls and, you know, get a hotel room and just chill and, you know.
That's what's up. Make sure you hit me up.
I will. It was nice talking to you, though.
You too.
Good luck with the District Heat, because this is a really good show. And y'all be taking too long to come up with the next episode. Like right now I'm hanging because I'm like, okay, what's going to happen with the girl? She just passed out on the floor. Like, y'all killing me. Y'all is killing me. Y'all need to, once a week, y'all need to be having them episodes popping up because, and I'll be the main one on the page like, okay, I'm ready for the new episodes. Like, what's going on? Y'all taking too long.
But, you know, I appreciate the support. We definitely appreciate your patience. But, you know, we all do have jobs. We work hard, and, you know, it's just a few of us, you know, so.
But I am telling a lot of people about you guys' show, so.
We greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm telling, like, I just told my homegirl, she's like, what are you watching? I was like, girl, District Heat. She was like, what the hell is District Heat? And I was like, it's this lesbian show, girl, it's on YouTube. She said, it's on YouTube. Yes, honey, it's on YouTube. Get up on it, get up on it.
That's right, and make sure you tell them to subscribe. We definitely like the viewers, the followers, and everything, but please subscribe.
Yeah, I got you. I'm already subscribed, so as soon as the new episode come up, I get that email, that good old email, honey.
Exactly.
So, like I said, I really, you guys are doing a great job, and it's like all the stuff on there is extra sexy. Y'all freaking awesome.
Thank you so much.
One more question. How did you find out that girl was, like, grimy? Like, how did...
Chopper?
Yes, honey, because I know Choice Boy killed her or shot her in the head or something. But how did... What happened? Like, how did you know?
I mean, Ali is a street person, you know? And to be successful in the streets for as long as... I've been doing it, you know, I know a lot of people. And the streets be talking. You know?
That's very true. Because I'm a Brooklyn girl, honey. The streets definitely talk.
Yeah.
Definitely talk. But I'm glad that you're okay. I'm glad, like, you were good.
I'm okay, too.
Because when you got shot, or I thought you got shot, or whatever happened, I'm like, no, what happened? What the hell, no? I be really in here talking to myself, and my family be like, yo, what the hell is wrong with you? I'm like, no, Ali. I think she's dead. And they're like, who the fuck is Ali? Like, who? I'm like, yo, I'm bugging. I'm sorry. Like, I don't know nothing about this. So I'm really into this show, and I really hope that you guys, like, get the episodes out just a little quicker. That's the only thing that I, like, can say bad about the show. You know what I'm saying? Like, we wait a long time for the episodes. But other than that, you guys are awesome.
Thank you. Please bear with us. Like I said, we new to this. It's a learning experience, you know. So please just bear with us. We don't want to just give y'all anything.
I definitely understand.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Bye.
Good night. Bye-bye.
All right, this is the last caller for the night. Area code 20249. Talk to Lee.
Hi, Ali.
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm fine. I just wanted to tell you, so I met Chopper in the Giant in Eastover not too long ago. And I was asking her about the next episode, and then she told me that she died, and I was really upset. So if you could see her, that I'm really angry with her. She won't know who it is.
Oh, I definitely will let her know that.
Yes, please do.
I'm upset, too, because we don't want to spoil it for you guys.
I know. She told me, and then she was like, psych, nah, but then it really happened, so I'm really upset.
Yeah.
But I love the show, and
maybe she knew
favorite.
We was on tour.
But that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the support, sweetheart.
No problem.
Thank you.
Alright, Ali, 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 man, I want to thank you for coming into the zone with me and Teddy, man. Definitely was a great experience. Definitely, man. One thing I want to know, and not only me, but everybody else would like to know, if anybody wanted to book you for an event, how would they go about doing that, and give them all of your social media networks so that they can get in contact with you?
All right, that's what's up. I just want to start by saying thank you, Teddy. Thank you, KC. You know, she's on radio. She's on family for having me on. For booking information, just contact my manager, Ms. Poole of Onyx Entertainment at 443-413-5413. You can also reach me on IG at Ali_District Heat and on Facebook at Pretty Boy with a Heart. That's Boy with an I. And Witta is WITA Heart.
All right, man. Like I said, it was definitely a pleasure talking to you, man. And definitely, definitely, I want you to have a good night.
Y'all have a good night. Thanks, ladies. Appreciate the conversation. And like I said, thanks again, KC, for having me.
No doubt, man. Anytime we need a part two, we're going to talk about that.
All right. Thanks.
You're welcome, man. Thank you again.
All right. Good night, Teddy.
Good night, Ali.
Good night.
All right, ladies, thank you so much for tuning in to She's On Radio. As you know, each and every Monday through Wednesday, it goes down right here. Starting next week, we will have a new time. We are going back to 11 p.m. because my inboxes were flooded and I was cussed out 25 different times. So, yes, I will be bringing back 11 to 1. Woo-hoo. Next week, as you all know, She Pride 2014 is going down here. Virginia, 2030. Chamberlain Avenue is the address. We will have District Heat's Chopper, District Heat's Chris will be in the building, Tempa will be in the building, Juice Box will be in the building. Storm, man, we got a lot of people. Poison, Sway, man, we got Face, you know, DC Face. We got a lot of people from all over the United States. Chaos the Rapper will be in the building, and a whole lot of surprise guests is the Lesbian Prize on the East Coast, you know, so definitely powered by She Zone. So definitely get with that. Be here. Still got time to get tickets. Tickets will be sold at the door. Again, next week, this show, we're going to have two topics. I'll let y'all know Monday. Or inbox me if you want me to talk about something, anything. Monday and Tuesday is an open night. Wednesday, August the 13th, I heard a lot of you say that you wanted to talk to Jay from District Heat. Jay from District Heat will be on. Yeah, yes, definitely check it out next Wednesday. I love y'all so much. Thank you again, Ali, for tuning in, for coming in, sharing with us on the zone. I love y'all so much. Teddy, thank you so much for being an awesome co-host, baby.
I appreciate you giving me the opportunity.
All right, man, like you said, man, love each and every last one of you all. You can follow me everywhere on all social medias. At KC Team, She's On Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, it's all the same. Love y'all so much. Y'all have a nice night, and I'll see y'all on Monday.
Be alright.